Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. The call-in number, 323-203-0815. And we different night, different times, and you can't talk to us then, but you can talk to us on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Pacific time. Call in and get in the hot seat to ask your question of Dr. Pat Allen. I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every week. And I would like to welcome tonight Sue Wagner of the Want Institute. And of course, Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
Hi. Beautiful. Put me to work.
We are going to. We have Sue here with us tonight, which is pretty exciting because we are working on keeping the Want Institute going and doing kinds of really put our newsletter back up. And Sue and I are working together in unison to carry on Dr. Pat's message, which is exactly what she wants. Hey, yeah. Sue, how are you tonight?
I'm doing just great. Thanks.
So what do you have to say to us tonight?
What I wanted to say is I know that we've got the LA Talk Radio where people can call in and ask questions. And we've also had ladies groups. It's been a big success. We've had them going on for about a year. It's limited to 5 ladies and they pretty much stay on continuously. So it's kind of hard to get a lot of the ladies. I have an extensively long wait list. And unfortunately, it's hard to get all the ladies in to see Dr. Allen. So at that time, I decided since you and I, Kelly, have been trained by Dr. Allen, we can start opening up some times to help these ladies on the wait list to do dating and communication skills. So it could ease up Dr. Allen's workload and also spread the message and help these ladies on dating and communication. So what I want to say is if anybody's interested, I'm going to have kind of a meet and greet type thing on Zoom just to get to know you, to see if you're able to work with me, if I'm a good fit. If you want information, you can email me at info@drpatallen.com. It's info@drpatallen. Just email me and tell me if you're interested in working with me or Kelly. And I will give you information, the price, the dates, the times, and I'll also have a kind of a meet and greet type on Zoom with limited to 8 ladies on at a time so I can get to know you and your personal story to see if you're a good fit and to see if I'm a good fit for you. With that, I'll do that.
All right. Well, you know what, Sue, I'm excited. I'm going to be doing the same meet and greet that you are, and we are so lucky to have been personally trained one-on-one with Dr. Allen, you forever since the beginning, and me for, gosh, we must be coming up on almost
18. Okay.
So, yeah, can you believe we've been doing this radio show since February of 2015?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I guess we have.
I know. It's been a long time, but it's been so amazing and enlightening, and we really love doing it. We love working with Dr. Allen, and we're really excited about carrying on the One Institute, which is Dr. Allen's wishes. Thanks for being with us tonight, Sue.
I will. Do you want me to hang on, or...
Yeah, if you want to hang on, hang out. We're going to see if we've got some calls coming in. And Dr. Allen, are you ready for some calls?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let me check in with Sam at our switchboard. He's so good. He already got it. This one. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing well. I missed last week. I can't even remember why, but I know the day afterwards I went on a date and I thought it went well. And but she asked, we were just having coffee, and an hour is what I aimed for. And then later, I got a reaction from her that I wasn't sure I was interested in. So I got to think, man, I thought we had a nice time, but it didn't. But I was concerned she wasn't interested again. But then when I finally and did reach out to her, she was interested in going on another date. But I think what happened was I got in my own head and had, like, you know, negative expectations based on my situations with other women in the past, and wasn't paying attention as much to what was going on then. So I was wondering if you had any thoughts on, you know, any thoughts on that.
I think your mistake is teaching you nicely.
Is
what
teaching me nicely?
By your mistake.
Oh, I learned that, you know, hey, my best thinking has been wrong many other times. And, you know, how I feel inside doesn't correlate to somebody I barely know. And, you know, hey, you got to put yourself in the experience to see what happens, and what happened in the past doesn't impact what's happening now or in the future.
So would you be so kind as to tell me right now what you're not going to do the next time you're in these new relationship issues?
Get into, I think in Pat Allen language, to get into that life script where you've got that story of, oh, well, things didn't work out in this situation, they're not going to work out here. Noticing that that's an old thing, and that's something I can avoid, and be thinking about, you know, abundance and good opportunities that are out there, whether it works out with this person or not. There's still plenty of that in the universe.
And which one of your parents or both taught you to have a negative attitude about new changes?
I'm not sure either one specifically, although I think both of my parents have avoidance stuff going on in their different ways. But maybe I think part of it is, you know, them getting divorced when I was young probably had an impact.
What all that your script?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. No, I definitely know that's one of my big scripts. And sometimes it's made me wonder about things. But even my dad surprised me one day, and he said, hey, just because you and mom, my mom and they got divorced, doesn't mean it's going to happen for you.
Did she marry again?
My mom has a long-term partnership with a woman, and my dad, not really, even though he has a long-term friend who used to be a relationship many, many years ago.
So what you're saying to me is that your script set the stage. Do you set your linemen by any chance?
Do I set my linemen? I know you've talked about that before. What exactly is that?
What's in your conscious minds? You have two of them. You have one that works with your male neocortex, your brain, and you have one that works with your neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine, cortisol. Do you set your subconscious and conscious mind for the next day if you're having one of these dates?
Oh, you know, like put out positive intentions?
Yes, dear. It's called a teacher writing her class notes for tomorrow.
No, I have heard you and I think some other similar things in the past, but no, I haven't done that. Although I usually go into those very with a positive attitude and excitement.
You just told me the story of this date negatively.
Yes, well, because I, you know what, almost because I wasn't sure of, I thought compatibility and communication were good, and I did think she was attractive, but it was almost more of the doubt of, oh, I'm not really sure how she's taking me in. So then I automatically went to, and that doesn't usually happen.
That was your mom and dad or whoever else taught you to be negative. You set up a negative parameter for the date.
Well, it didn't really come in until after the date. I was pretty positive.
No. I want you, especially the night before you have a date with a new woman, I want you to write down three pleasures. The pleasure of being with her physically, a date. What pleasure? See, here's where horny men that want sex design their making love system. And I teach the women how to say no, it's too soon. They're following a script that nature often puts into young men who want to get laid. They want to have friendships with benefits. You see? So what I want you to do is buy three things and fun on your date. And then three things that you will watch out for negatively and cross it out. I really want you to understand that you're trained by your childhood to do what the people that raised you believed was natural. And your mom and dad demonstrated that they too had some scripts that did not allow for a good, solid home life for you.
That definitely had an impact.
And have I ever said in front of Claude Steiner's book Scripts People Live?
Well, I did go in person before. You mentioned so many books that you probably mentioned that one, but I'm going to write it down now.
No. I want you to understand that even reading a little bit of that every day will promote you designing a new script for yourself. Three things that are physically pleasurable and three things that are anti-negative. But you've got to write them down with your hand. I don't even want you to type them. I want you to write them. Because with the bottom on the combination, do you know what the lineman is?
It's a part of the brain, isn't it?
It's a part of the processing of the brain. I said a minute ago, 5 minutes ago, the brain is one system. You men follow your intuition really closely. And you also want to feel good neurotransmittingly. Dopamine.
Uh-huh.
Women like to feel good. That's norepinephrine, dopamine, not too much norepinephrine. So that I want you to set your lineman so that your conscious mind and your unconscious mind have all set up
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's no. I appreciate that. That's an excellent idea. I had another situation I'll go over briefly where I talked to a woman in a bar.
I'm going to give you the time. I'm having a good time teaching you this. I want you to also consider reading the book by Malata now, which is called, what is it called? Subliminal. And that's where he says that your subconscious and your conscious work together. He does it in his book, but I'm telling you it's from another source, that when you combine your consciousness and what you want, pleasurably and productively, you put it down in writing, you're giving yourself a lesson plan for tomorrow's date. Now, why do you have to do it the night before? Because the linen is no more than 15 minutes when you're going to sleep and when you're waking up, and you'll dream more because your conscious and unconscious mind will be working to help you intuitively, which is what men like to use their neocortex, intuitively to get what you want out of the date. You understand?
I do. What was the subliminal? Either say it again, spell it.
I don't know. It's a very. I'll get the book so I can spell it for you. One moment.
Okay. Thank you. I imagine there's more than one book out there called Subliminal. Let me see if I can find it.
Here it is. It's Leonard Malata now, MLODINOW. And the book says, How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior.
Okay, I'll certainly look that one up. Oh, okay. I think I've found it here. Oh, yes. I found it. Thank you. I will definitely check that out. But I had another situation where, man, I had a bunch of chemistry with somebody, but they were talking, and she was touching me like, you know, I'm the older. So I think she was the cougar to me. But man, she was talking about all kinds of crazy stuff. What did you say?
You have chemistry for her. Did you enjoy the touching?
Yes, definitely. But what she was saying was so nutty that I knew this was not a person for me.
What was the reason she wasn't a person for you?
She was, her value on things were, and she also used a lot of pressured speech, so I wasn't quite sure about her. I wasn't quite sure about some of her mental health stuff.
Okay, so you had chemistry for her, but once she started talking, it turned you off.
Yeah, well, I was still kind of turned on by the way she was kind of, you know, reaching out and touching me. I wasn't reaching out and touching her. But yeah, I knew I had to pay attention to what was coming out of her mouth, and it was not things that I wanted to be around.
She may have been using her script. Are you going to give her two more dates?
No, I'm not. I don't know. I didn't get her phone number. I talked to her for 5 minutes and walked away, and I'm grateful for it. No, I probably won't ever see her again. It was kind of a random thing. There was enough like red flags things that were going around with what she was saying and what she was doing that that made things less attractive, even though there was definitely some physical chemistry.
Do you know what would have been good?
What's
going
that?
Out with her the next time and telling her using my tools what you want her to change.
The things that she, I don't think that she would change the things that I would consider
That's
important.
Negative.
She was very adamant about them.
That's negative.
It is to people that you could have chemistry with, but there's not the compatibility or communication.
Do you not call me so that I can give you ideas that you can experiment with?
Well, you're right about that. Yes.
So I'm going to give you more times. Every time you call, I'm going to give you some anti-script messages. And when you say, oh, I want to do that, what you're saying is, I don't want to change.
No, what I'm saying is she was not a good match for me, but I have other women that I am interested in.
Okay. And the next one you were going to talk about is?
Who, lives about, an hour away flying, like my ex, but she is very interested in coming down and visiting. And we had a nice talk. She was supposed to come, what was it, next week or maybe the week after for a conference, but it might be after that. But we had a very nice phone call, and I've certainly had a video, and we definitely match up on a couple of things.
Are you going to date her again?
Yes, this woman that I talked to, I might even call her again today. Yes, I am planning to date. Yeah, I kind of have a number one, a number two, and then maybe a couple of number threes, but I don't think I'm too excited over any of those. And then the other woman with all the red...
Set your women.
Yeah, that's great. No, that's very good. Hopefully it'll get me out of my negative thinking that can come up when I'm unsure about things.
All right.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Pat.
You're very welcome. And remember, you've rented me like a mama.
I've rented you like
what I suggest.
I am planning to. I'm planning to put this stuff to work.
All right, then do as best you can, please.
I will. Those are excellent suggestions. Like
good.
Right.
You're
bye for now.
Okay, we've got some more calls in our queue. So, wow, Sam is on it tonight. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Pat. I called in about 2 weeks ago. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me okay?
You can hear me.
I can hear you.
Kelly, is she saying can or can't?
She can, Dr. Allen. She's got to ask her question.
Okay. Ask the question.
I called the first time 2 weeks ago. I had I was reunited with my childhood crush to only blow it up 2 months later, and I read my hi bye letter to you, which you had me do a little correction, and I haven't sent it because I'm waiting the full 8 weeks, which would put me into, I think it's May 6th. But my question is, because I, as I'm going along, I did attend an Al-Anon meeting, and I attended an AA meeting for some perspective, and boy, that was eye-opening. And so as I go along, I find that I'm tweaking my high buy letter as I go along because my emotions are kind of changing and I have new thoughts. My question is, since I'm the one that initially pushed back and didn't mean to do that, and he complied, in the high buy letter, would it be appropriate to ask for a second chance? I didn't know if you're supposed to sort of imply that, or if you're supposed to come right out and say, I want a second chance.
Have you already given the man the high buy letter?
I have not. I have tried to reach out to him. I stopped. I had no contact after the last text message.
Did I tell you how to structure the letter?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
And I was thinking,
and was there
in the
not
section,
here, I'm going to go over it again. Paragraph one, everything you liked about him when you were seeing him or talking to him. Got that?
Yes, ma'am.
Paragraph two, the pain of missing him. Is that correct? Paragraph three, what you don't want. I don't want to never, ever talk to you or see you again. I don't want that.
Oh, that's a nice one, actually.
Paragraph four, what I do want, not him, but of any man, you want to get married?
I'm not ruling that out. I'm divorced. I'm not interested in having children at 51, but I would love to have a committed, long-term, happy, healthy relationship.
You don't want to get legally married.
I could, if that were in the cards.
I didn't say that. I said you don't want legally married. You want long-term boyfriend.
Live in, preferably.
But I don't approve of living with anybody unless you're at least engaged.
Yes, I would like that.
Okay, so you're going to do a long-term engagement. That's what you want. But you don't say, I want you to give this to me. You say, I want this as soon as I can get it. I want a long-term engaged with a ring, or I can't live with you. I'm not going to be a live-in free girlfriend.
Well, I just hope to hear from him again.
And the last one is, thank you for reading my letter and perhaps considering joining me in a marriage-bound relationship.
Okay. Okay.
And that's you asking him to decide if he wants it. So it's not you saying, I want you to marry me. I want you to consider it. That's what you asked me to help you write.
Correct. Okay.
Now, if you want to call back next week, are you going to call back?
Sure.
And read it?
Yes, I can call back and read it.
Or
are you,
do
still,
you want to call
are you still
Sue,
taking...
my daughter that runs the office? Do you want to read it to me sooner?
Yes, I can do that as well.
That is a 15-minute session, high buy, and it costs, I think, Kelly, doesn't it cost $50?
Yes, Dr. Allen, you can reach out to info@drpatallen.com to book that appointment.
Oh, perfect.
But you can get it, reading it to me in a session like this.
Okay. I probably would prefer in private, just so that I'm make sure I'm clear on it.
Call and read it to me by appointment.
Okay, I'll do that, Dr. Pat. I have one more quick question.
What's that?
I have one quick question.
I know.
Do you believe the man that you are with or have been with has narcissistic personality disorder? Are they, do they respond to the 8-week letter or the high bi letter?
You have to find out.
Okay.
There's no way to predict. People can get it. Men sometimes get it instantly.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Predicting. Mm-hmm. I like exploring.
Okay.
Beware of your thoughts. They become words. Beware of your words. They become habits. Beware of your habits. Character. Beware of your character. It becomes your destiny. At the bank, making money. At the doctor's office, being ill or well. And in every single relationship that contains love. That's family members, friends, all of those things. So that letter builds a bridge. And that's what I gave you.
Is it okay to tell them that you miss them?
What?
Is it okay to say that you miss them in the letter?
I don't know what you said. Kelly, what did she say with that word? Does that mean something?
I'm sorry, caller. Can you repeat yourself? You were a little bit in the mud.
Oh, I wanted to know, I guess I want to know how much is too much. And if it's okay to tell that person that you miss talking to them.
Oh, I think if you're referring to the high by letter, then you're going to do a high by letter appointment with Dr. Allen. She'll go over that. You should probably write.
Okay.
Yeah, so write everything you're feeling, and she edits it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. I don't want to take up any more of your time.
Good.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, caller. Okay. Sam is fast and furious on that switchboard tonight. Hello, caller. You are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi. Yes, you're taking my call. My fiance, he really tells, tall stories. So he exaggerates on his financial situation.
You mean he played peacock? Was he bragging about his proficiency?
Well, he said that he doesn't really own anything. And so he told me his mother would leave him a house, and then I was there. And it turns out she can't even keep the house. So
dear, men have a right to peacock.
Okay.
So when he comes in, I'm able to be with him.
But do I ignore the tall tales? Is that because I want to? I mean, it isn't a game changer for me.
My tools, you may say. I have something to say to you that is not pleasant. Are you willing to listen to it? What would he say?
Yes.
You would then say, when would it be convenient for you to listen?
He would say now.
About that? You see how respectful I teach you to talk to him.
Yes.
And he says, yes. You think he'd say yes? It's convenient now.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I am uncomfortable when you give me data that doesn't match. For example, you said this, and this is what I found out. So are you wanting to turn me off by not telling me the truth?
Okay. Do I
and
say
you
don't
say
have...
to that?
Yeah. What's that?
What would he say? You know him a little bit. Would he say, well, I just want you to think I'm a good guy?
I don't really know what he would say.
Do you want to find out?
Yeah. But do I say, like, I'm just thinking he might think that he needs to do it. He doesn't need to. Do
I
say that?
You. That's you mothering him, or worse yet, being a shrink.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. Okay.
What you're showing him is you have some uncomfortable feelings about some mixed data. Don't complain if you don't have evidence. You see, that's mothering.
Okay.
You were talking to me about narcissism. That's playing shrink. Okay?
Oh, that...
You can deal with him when you choose to deal because you want to find out if he's not compatible with your sense of honesty and trustworthiness.
Yes.
Well, he has a right to be who he is.
Yeah.
And you have a right to inquire on mixed evidence. But I want you to do it with respectful loving.
Okay, but even...
Have you read Getting to I Do?
Yes, many times.
Okay, well, that's part of the tools.
Because, I mean,
my
he's 51.
Book, Man's World and Human. That one is dedicated to tools for being an individual, being a couple, and being in a family. Okay.
Okay, because I know that he's by nature, he's always been like he always exaggerates, and he'll say he exaggerates.
Darling, I appreciate. Are you a therapist by any chance?
No.
Okay. Then why don't we get to know him instead of fantasize who he is?
No, and I love him. I want to marry him. I'm just saying I look the other way. I know he's not going to.
Darling,
I just
if that's the case, what are you doing talking to me? Because that's all I do is help people change.
Okay.
Are you willing to deal with him as if he has a right to be who he is?
Yes.
You have a right to not keep him. But you have to have proof why you're not keeping him.
Okay. No, I can talk to him because it does, I do want us to have an honest relationship. So.
Then please feel free to write it that way.
Okay.
All right? Good. Good luck.
Thank you, caller.
Thank
that call in number, guys, 323-203-0815 to hop in that seat, get your question answered by Dr. Pat Allen. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Caller, caller, where'd you go? Okay, looks like we dropped a caller, but that's okay. 323-203-0815. And if you're interested, oh, here we go. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, yes. my name is Sharon, and I wanted to ask about my I was calling because my husband is older than I am, and he's in his late 50s, and I am in my early 40s, and I'm just wondering.
I cannot hear you when you fade down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay, great.
Good.
So, my husband is 57 and I'm 41. And I know that after men go through their menopause. Yeah.
They become much more sensitive, much more cherishing, very sensitive and sensual. We start really liking to run the show.
Right, but I'm not there yet because I'm 41.
Nope, you're still enjoying your estrogen. Feel
yeah.
good. Feel good. To do good.
So, okay. So, I guess my question is, what can I do to continue? Do I just continue respecting him and just knowing that he's just more sensitive?
Yes. And I will tell you the tools.
Okay.
Do not ask him, are you sad? Are you unhappy? You know, I want you to talk to his left lobe. Is he your boyfriend?
My husband.
Oh, he's your husband. Is he
yes.
right or left-handed?
He's right.
So he has a smaller bridge between the two brain lobes. Therefore, you're talking to one lobe or the other. I want you to continually aim for what he thinks, what he wants, what he's doing, and what you can do to help you and he do it. But if he's emotional, and he's how old?
57.
Because he's 57, he's at least halfway through his andropause, where he goes down in testosterone, and the estrogen that's been in his system since he was conceived is starting to allow him to feel. Grandpa's nicer than dad, and mom is, and grandma's meaner than mom. So what I want you to do is always aim for his left lobe respectfully. What do you think? What do you want? What do you want me to do? Do you see?
Yeah.
And when you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question, please use the tools. Make an appointment for the subject. I want to talk to you about how we're buying the house or painting it or doing whatever you're doing.
Right.
Are you willing to listen to my feelings and thoughts?
Okay.
And then for you to do that.
Yeah.
And you have every right to want that or this. but I'm a little uncomfortable about the other thing. Are you willing to negotiate it? In other words, the more you respect him, the more he can cherish you because he feels safe with you.
Okay.
Have you read Getting to I Do?
No.
Well, you might read Staying Married and Loving It. I wrote that one too.
Okay.
All right. But do you understand? I want you to continue to aim for left doing. Men really like to do good to feel good. And women love to feel good to do good.
Yeah.
Testosterone is a do good, and estrogen is a feel good hormone. Okay?
Okay.
So give it a go.
Okay.
Look up the tools, whatever book I've written, and there's Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication on my website, drpatallen.com.
Okay.
Or you can listen. But use the tools first as a man, and if he's crying, switch what I do to help you.
Okay.
Let him signal you his needs. Older men need to be cherished as well as respected.
Yes.
Older women need to be respected as well as cherished.
Okay.
That's science. That's bodies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I will just add that we will be married 10 years this month, and that I did come to one of your
seminars.
Yes, or at the theater, and what you shared with me, I went in the hot seat, and what you shared with me was very impactful in our, I think about it all the time. So thank
good.
You so
then
much.
Then read the books about it and use it for language. I'm
okay.
a transactional analyst. Eric
yes.
Burton was a therapist who didn't like what his teacher was teaching him, and his teacher was Sigmund Freud, not a small figure. So
yeah.
he created transactional analysis. And on this podcast, I've listed the Upanishad from the East about words going, you know, really control. Words are very powerful. Words are powerful.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So I teach how to fight with respect and cherishing if you're a woman, and I teach men how to fight by cherishing the women that they want to respect them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
Good luck.
Thank you. We love you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You're not kidding, Dr. Allen. Those
what?
words are so powerful. Let's see. I think we might have a caller on the line.
Hello?
Caller, are you there?
They're even
yes,
worse.
I am. Hello?
Hi,
hello?
Caller. Do you have a question for Dr. Allen?
Hi. Yeah. So I'm dating somebody who's married, doesn't want to get divorced because it will cost much, health issues. And now he's decided, and he's been taking care of everything financially and all doing all the arrangements in the background. Now she's going to move back to town. He thinks it's a good idea.
What?
And I don't know how I should handle this.
Don't fade down on me. I can't hear when you quiet down.
I'm sorry? Is this better?
Yep, but what are you asking?
So I'm not sure how I should handle the situation I just described.
No, what you just did, that was not as clear as I want.
Okay.
So give it to me again, please.
Okay. Been dating somebody for a few years. He's married, doesn't want to get divorced because it will cost him too much. And his wife has had health issues, which she's totally paying for and managing. She's lived out of town. Now she wants to move back to town. He seems fine with
Who
that.
Is this
and he says,
you're talking about what
the
is
person
she
I'm dating.
Okay, she said. She's dating a gentleman. She is the girlfriend of a gentleman who is married, whose wife moved out of town, has health issues. He pays for everything. The wife is moving back into town. And this young woman is not sure how to handle the situation.
And he doesn't want to get a divorce, even though
are they moving back together again?
No. That's no.
Well,
he's gonna find her an apartment.
They're not starting another relationship, or are they?
No. No. Yes.
Do they have kids?
Yeah, I don't. He does. Adult kids, and they're part of this.
But
too.
Not not little kids. So,
no.
What are you concerned about?
That maybe that's a boundary that's not acceptable. Maybe. You know, he's warming up to her again after all these years. I don't know.
Well, what are you knowing that he's doing? Is he sleeping with her? Is he having sex with her?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
Then what are you concerned about?
That maybe that's, you know, not an appropriate boundary in a relationship.
It is if it's like, your relationship block. Are you wanting to get rid of him?
No. No, I don't.
Then tell me why you're afraid.
You know, he seems to be warming up to her. He's always expressed complete disdain for her. Now, you know, he's taking care of her. And well, he's always taking care of her. But, you know, he's
is
really
she
stepped
sick?
Up taking care
is
of her.
Is she sick?
Yes. Yeah, she has some health issues. Emotional. And
is
other
she,
health
is
issues.
She the mother of his children?
Yes.
Then they have a permanent family connection that is based on him being a responsible caregiver to the mother of his children. Why would you want
okay.
to leave him when he's demonstrating a good man?
Well, to her, not to me. I mean, he doesn't even want to pay to take me out for dinner. He thinks, you know, he doesn't want
okay,
a girlfriend
so
he wants to pay for.
You anymore. Courting. You're not engaged.
No, we're not engaged. You mean engaged to be married? No.
Yes. Do you want to, how long have you dated him?
About 2.5 years. And for a while, we were living together.
When are you going to get engaged?
We're not because he doesn't want to get a divorce and he never wants to get married again.
Oh, okay. So he's still married to her.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm sorry. I thought you had heard that.
Okay. So you are really just a spiritual mistress.
Right. Yeah. I guess you could say that.
Are you having sex with him, intercourse?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm taking the word spiritual. You're his mistress while he's married to a dying woman.
Oh, she's not dying. She just has emotional and, you know, substance abuse.
I've got news for you. She's dying.
Okay.
She's ill. That's what dying is.
Right. Okay.
So would you let him take care of the mother of his children if you were engaged with a wedding date?
Of course, yes, absolutely.
Then would you please use my tools? You want to hear them?
Yes, please.
it would be Honey. You call him Honey? What do you call him?
Usually by his name, occasionally Baby.
Okay. Baby? Did you say Baby?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, then we'll say Baby.
Okay.
Baby, I've got something to tell you that's very significant. Are you willing to listen to what I have to say? What would he say?
He might say, get to it. When I've asked him before to if it's a good time to talk about something, he gets annoyed by my prefacing it like that.
I'm trying to take you through the tools. The first thing is you got to get him to understand you have something painful to share with him. And is he willing to hear it? That's point one. Then point two is when would it be most convenient for him to hear you?
Okay.
Do you see how respectful they are?
Yes.
Then you tell him, I really appreciate your loyalty to your children, not my ex-husband or my husband who's not my husband. What you're saying is, I really appreciate you being committed to taking care of the mother of your children.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I'm done dating you. So if we're not engaged with a wedding sometime next year, does that sound good enough?
Yeah.
I'm not going to date you anymore.
Okay.
So are you willing? Do you want to say it to him? Can you say it? I need an answer to be fulfilled.
Yeah, I don't know if marriage would be the ultimate because
you have an anniversary,
the beginning.
You have a birthday, you have Christmas.
Yeah, all of the above.
Pick a date.
Okay. Christmas.
If I don't get an engagement ring for Christmas, do you live with him?
No, I don't now. We were for a while, but he had to deal with some things. I had to deal with some things.
Well, I don't assume living with him unless you're engaged to him.
Okay, but he's told me he never wants to get. He's told me he never wants to get married again.
Okay,
that's part of the parameter.
He wants to have a free wife. I'm giving you please. To give you an engagement ring with or without living together for Christmas.
Okay.
Are you willing to do that and not be mad?
Yeah, I'm willing to do it and not be mad. I might not be willing to do it and be sad, but I can do it and not be angry.
Okay.
You know,
so will you do that and give us a call back on how it works?
Okay. All right. I'll do that. Thank you so much for your time and
your
insight.
You're so welcome. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. You bet. Okay. 323-203-0815 is the number to dial to get in the hot seat with Dr. Allen and Spencer. Here with Sam and see what we've got shaken. In the meantime, if you would like to hear chemistry compatibility and communication, check out www.drpatallen.com. Sam is working on the switchboard right now. He's trying to get us another call, which is exciting. All righty. Hey, caller, you're live on the air. You have a question for Dr. Allen?
I sure do. Hey there. I have called before, and I now need some help with determining how to manage too many options. You might have helped me too much. So I have called before. I was the one who had a coworker who you helped me write a bridge building high buy letter for. And then I called back a couple weeks later to do a PR and headed me away from that decision. And so your advice to me then was to distract myself during the 8 weeks by dating men who I had chemistry for. And I have not heard back from the man who I wrote the high buy letter to, who said he needed to figure out where he was going to live first. But I have received some offers of commitment from two different men at the same time of the five men I've been seeing since then. And they each have pros and cons. And I feel like it's too soon for me to make a commitment. I still feel like I want to kind of find the right guy. And I don't know how to make the decision.
You'll feel the right guy.
I have a hard time trusting my instincts. I'm beta, kind of sexual abuse in general. And so I don't feel like my radar for picking men is very good.
How fast do you let their penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina?
There has been no penis anywhere. No magic wand has cast any spells yet.
So two men have already offered you committed relationships?
Yes. They both are, and I've kind of... They both indicated, you know, I have said, you know, the thank you for being attracted to me. I've made a commitment to myself that, you know, I really want to wait for my next relationship to be my last. I want the next man that I have intercourse with to be my husband. And, you know, they've been respectful and in relationships that we can start heading in that direction. And I don't know how
are you asking to be engaged before you make love?
I am, because I'm 33 years old and I want, I want to be engaged.
That might be difficult in today's world.
It hasn't been that difficult because they both seem to be on board with heading in that direction fairly soon.
I understand that, but why aren't you dating one of them exclusively? Did you not have any chemistry?
So I have a hard time getting chemistry with men, but they've both, you know, I gave both of them the speech where I went on three dates and then I said, you know, I've had a great time. I don't want to use you. I don't want to lead you on, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, we stayed friends and then they both, as you would say, deflowered me and came back and said, look, I want this to happen. But I, you know, once I enter monogamy, then I stop looking for my husband. I feel like I basically have to choose and potentially waste time where at 33 years old.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me you want them to know that they want to marry you on the first three dates?
No. I'm saying I want to know if I have chemistry for them on the first three dates. And then at that point, you know, it was around date five that I said, I don't have the chemistry yet, but we stayed hanging out as friends. But then they came back and they said, let's try this again. They both told me I'm carrying all other women to you, basically, which that, you know, is attractive to me. And then I started developing chemistry for both of them.
So do you kiss? Are you affectionate?
Yes. I have stayed over at both their houses with no penetration, just affection.
So you have been... Why did you split up with them? What did you tell them?
You know, I've told them that I've recently... I'm living in a new place. I have a new job. I'm fairly newly single. And so I've said, you know, and be careful entering into a relationship.
Are you a career woman or a woman with a career?
I'm a woman with a career.
Okay. When do you need to get to a new man? How many dates?
So I have told both of them I want to be engaged within 1 year of entering a monogamous relationship with the next man that I do so with.
I thought these men both offered you that.
They've both offered me monogamy.
They offered what?
They've both offered me monogamy. But they're not saying, you know, they're saying I need to be in a relationship before I figure out, you know, if I'm going
to
propose.
They want you to be a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Monogamy is a girlfriend.
Yes.
Were either of both of them valuable men?
They both are. They both have pros and cons.
Okay. Was mother a man?
My mother is an eternal Puella who was a single mother. And so she's a little girl who was forced to raise two girls as a man herself.
Okay. So why did she and your dad get divorced?
My dad was emotionally abusive and absent and neglectful, and she eventually got fed up and asked for a divorce.
What I'm hearing is your dad was a girl emotionally.
Emotionally, yes, but very hyper-masculine.
Was your mother his mother?
I think she was probably subservient to him. They were both products of mom and dad. It's very odd.
That you said the most significant thing for you is being 32.
What do you mean?
Is that not correct? That you're feeling lost at 32?
Yeah. It's true.
Okay. Do you understand that you're not dating men, you're playing a game of how to get married fast? Is that what you want?
No, I don't want to get married I don't want to make a mistake.
Okay, but the problem with that is illness can ruin a marriage. Accident ruin a marriage. You either marry to get laid or paid. Which do you personally want? Do you want
to get paid?
Yes. You want to be with a man that wants to be a provider and a protector of you. Is that correct?
Correct.
So what is the problem with being a girlfriend, going to an engagement, then going to a wedding within a year?
There's no problem, and that's what I want. I'm just not, it feels very soon.
It feels what?
So I've only been single for 6 months, and I've been dating this guy for 3 months.
This guy, I don't hear that you were in love with him.
No, but his behavior and the way that he is, he's been very respectable, and that
so
has grown my chemistry.
He's got money.
No, I mean, he's doing well for himself, but it's more the fact that he, you know, I basically put him in the friend zone, and he has continued hanging out with me as friends. And through those experiences, through our growing our friendship, I've come to see things that have grown chemistry between
us. Do you have chemistry for him?
I do now. I did not at first, and I don't have as strong of chemistry for him as I did for the man I wrote the 8 week high school.
Okay.
But that man is also not acting as, he's not trying as hard as this guy.
what I'm hearing is that you're mechanically wanting to get married so that you don't have to be single. I don't hear love. Have you ever been in love?
I don't know.
That means no. And I don't blame you. Is anybody dating you now that is
I would say a number of men are dating me now. They're all men that I've met on, like, dating apps.
Of course, with them, right?
Correct.
And you want to be engaged.
I do. I want to get married. I mean, I'm 33.
But we're not talking about marriage. We're talking about engagement. You want to get engaged as a sign that they want to get married. Right?
Yeah, I want to be careful with who I have intercourse with because of my, of what I know about myself.
Okay. So with that in mind, why not tell them that as a reason for not having, making love or having intercourse with them, and see who stays with the program through your girlfriend not saying what?
Well, right now I have two men in addition to the guy who I've written a hi bye letter to who are saying they're on board with that and they're offering me, you know, they're asking me to be their girlfriend.
And do either one of them fit the bill?
Yeah, they both do in a way.
So why don't you pick one and be a girlfriend for a while?
Okay.
Not have,
so the one.
What?
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, don't, because you don't want to make a fast mistake, don't have intercourse, but have affection for the one that you want. Do you know the one you want to explore for at least 3 months?
Yes. And that was going to be my question to you, was the one that I would choose to be monogamous with has recently told me that he has a history of sex addiction.
Then we're not compatible. If you want me, I need monogamy. So you have a right to be sexually disabled, but I don't want to be with somebody who's sexually disabled and wants me to accept it.
So he has, this was, he told me this was years ago. He's been through therapy. He's been very open and honest with me about it.
What are you talking about now?
I'm sorry?
Are you talking about a man or a woman?
I'm talking about, you told me which of these men who have offered me monogamy would I choose, and the one I would choose has told me he had a history of sex addiction a few years ago.
Is he dating you again?
He what, I'm sorry?
Is he coming back to date you again?
No, it wasn't. His problem wasn't with me. He was married before,
Do you have somebody that you love?
I'm not in love with anyone, I don't think. No.
Then how do you plan to marry them?
Well, I guess I have to shoot.
Do you have a man that qualifies to be a husband?
Yes, I think, I mean, it's fairly early on, but yeah, I
do
think
you
I would
want,
be.
Do you want him to make you a girlfriend until he's ready to take you off the market as an engaged fiance.
I think if I were to get into a relationship right now, I would be happy with this guy. He's got a lot to offer, but I would wonder, based on the amount of chemistry I felt before compared to this guy, if there is a better fit out there for me if I kept looking.
What you're saying is, what you're teaching does me.
Say more.
You're busy marrying people, but not loving them. Do you want to work with me or not?
Do I what?
Do you want to work like this? Call me on the phone?
Yes. Yes.
Well, then this is your assignment.
Okay.
Date the one you have the most feelings for monogamously and tell him no intercourse, making love until I'm engaged. But I will be monogamous and continuous as a girlfriend.
Okay.
Are you willing to do that?
I am, but I thought you said that I was sounding like I just was dating just to get married, and I wasn't focusing enough on love.
I don't recall ever teaching anybody that. That does not sound like me at all.
I thought I heard you say that I was just looking to get married.
Oh, no, I said that. You want to get married, but that's a business deal, and I don't do business deals for marriage. I do chemistry, compatibility, and communication.
Mm-hmm.
So when you want to love somebody, a man you respect, please feel free to call me. Otherwise, we're doing a kind of boat like this, okay?
Yeah, I think this guy has potential. I have a lot of respect for him. I now have chemistry for him, and we communicate better than any man I've dated
then
before.
Please give him the deal. You're willing to be his girlfriend monogamously and continuously, but no intercourse, affection, but no intercourse until you're engaged. Got it?
Okay. And are you saying not to have intercourse until I'm engaged because that's what I said?
That's what you say to him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what you said to me. I have no problem with men giving women, making love when we're both with you. I want to be closer to marriage. So I'm accepting your need to be engaged for intercourse, but that's your unique need.
Yeah. Well, what if my number, who has historically been my number one man, who I wrote the hi-bye letter to, comes back? What if I have other options that I want to explore?
If he comes back, you are affectionately a girlfriend until he gives you an engagement ring.
Okay. Hearing this play out, it does
make love when you're a girlfriend.
Say that again?
You have my permission. I have no problem with a man and you're his girlfriend, and I even suggest a promise ring.
Okay. I would be comfortable with that.
But it's got to turn into an engagement ring within 6 months.
Okay.
Got it? You want to give it a go?
I will give it a
go, my hesitation...
These podcasts are recorded. You can listen to them.
And I will, and I do, Dr. Allen, over and over again.
So,
can I share the one thing that is concerning to me that is, look, I would love to make love with this man that I have, who is communicating so well about what he wants.
Please get your engagement ring. You said you need to be engaged.
Yes, but you also made a good point that it is a little bit like a business deal, and I don't want to make a mistake Yeah, I don't want to do that. That's not comfortable to me.
Then do you want to be his girlfriend and make love?
Well, I want to know what you think about how do I navigate between...
I want to get off the phone. Your standard is higher than mine. A monogamous commitment aiming at marriage, girlfriend and boyfriend, is within my framework.
I just don't want to recreate my parents' relationship. It's the only reason I'm trying to be protective of myself, because I have...
Darling, I want to get off the phone, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dr. Allen.
Good luck. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay, Sam at our switchboard is going to get... Oh, my goodness. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
What's up?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, what's your question?
I have a difficult situation, and I am wondering what to do.
You bring a degree that I'm having difficulty. What is your theme? What is it you're asking me?
Okay, I have been in a relationship for a long time. It's been alternating between a covenant, a codependency, and a convenience. And I've accepted a lot of things. I don't really respect the guy often. There are several things that I don't respect, but I have accepted them. But recently I've come to something that I just cannot process, and I don't know what to do about it. I relate to a lot of issues the last caller was having, and I was abused as a child sexually, and has had a habit of waking me up during sleep for sex, and I let him know
that you're physically married to him. Your oxytocin bonded.
Yes.
When you're bonded in love with somebody, a man or a woman, if you're lesbian, your body produces oxytocin, which is the chemistry of compatibility. So do you want to stay married to him, or do you want to get a divorce?
Well, I've been ruminating about that, and I don't know how to get over this issue of him. I feel very violated by the sex thing.
What is your issue? You are in an uncomfortable relationship because you're afraid to be alone.
Yes, that's it.
Well, I appreciate you're afraid to be alone. Then stay with him, because you're physically married to him. You're not spiritually married to him. You're not mentally married to him. But your body's married to him. You're addicted to him.
Right. And I'm starting to get physically ill.
Well, you will get sick of this. This will make you ill.
Okay, so I just got to take it until I can't take it anymore, and then I'll leave. There's no hope for...
Do you live with him?
Mostly.
What?
Like 75% of the time, 50 to 75% of the time.
Are you willing to move in with somebody else, a girlfriend, a family member? You can't smell him or you marry him every time you smell him, pheromone-wise.
Okay.
Are you willing to divorce him? Do you want to marry him?
I don't want to marry him as things are right now, and he doesn't seem willing to change. So I guess
Do you want to get engaged to him and stay with him? Do you want to terminate him?
Well, if he's not going to change anything about what he's doing, which he doesn't appear to be doing, then I need to terminate him. I don't want to terminate him.
You don't want to terminate him?
No, but I can't. I won't. My body is getting ill.
No, dear, your body's going to suffer both ways. When you keep him, your body's going to suffer. And when you leave him, your body's going to suffer. But then it will lighten up and you may bring him to his knees or somebody else.
Okay.
You're in an addict's position.
Okay. That's so what I was afraid of.
Do you want to stop smelling him? Which means you're not going to be with him anymore.
Or do you
want to be with him? You don't want to have sex with him anymore.
Well, I already don't want to have sex with him anymore.
But when was the last time you had sex with him?
Well, there's been no intercourse for years, but sex has probably been...
I call intercourse sex. Making love is a totally different thing than sex. Making love is spiritual, mental, emotional, legal.
Right. I mean, that's
so
what I would...
When was the last time you had sex with him?
Well, that's been never... Well, making love, never. Sex, just sexual. The last time was when
I know. When was the last time you had sex with him?
It's been probably like 2 weeks.
You are totally bonded.
Yeah.
So are you willing not to have sex with him again until he gives you an engagement ring?
I am legally married to him already.
Oh, you're already legally married to him.
Yes.
So you're living with him.
Well, 50 to 75% of the time.
Where do you live 25% of the time?
Other places, either on the road or he does.
Or where?
Or he is elsewhere.
I can understand.
One or the other of us is not in the same place for 25 to 50% of the time.
Okay, can you do that place 100% of the time?
Not easily. But not easily, but if that's what I need to do.
Do you have your own bedroom?
Now I sort of do.
Do you have a front room with a couch?
Yes.
Are you willing to sleep on the couch until he gives you, you're already made to that event, stop doing for you to stay with him.
He has, it's more what he needs to start doing than when he needs to stop, but he needs to stop basically molesting me in my sleep. That's one thing to stop. And the other things he needs to start is I need some respectability in the areas of time, communication, and negotiation.
All right. So how about you just sleep on your couch and no more sex until he gives you those things?
That's fine, but he's gone years, and I think he'll continue to go years without that.
Well, then why don't we get another man by getting him out of your body?
And that's what I'm afraid I absolutely need to do it.
I'm telling you, you need a place to sleep, and you've got a couch in your house or apartment where you're with your husband.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm asking you to stop having sex with him and sleep on the couch.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
And see what he wants to do with you.
Okay. Okay.
Does he beat you?
Occasionally. Did you say date me or wait?
Abused by him.
One more time.
Do you have to call the police?
I felt like I should have called the police.
Might have been. Has he beaten you, and will you not let him beat you now?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay. So what you're going to do is an in-house separation. In-house separation. Are you willing to do it?
Yes. Yes.
Good. So you don't have to do anything. You don't have to be mean to him. You just say, I don't feel loved well enough to sleep with you, make love with you, have sex with you. I will sleep on the couch and stay married to you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And call me back and tell me how it's going.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Colin. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see what Sam's got hooking up for us at the switchboard. Sam is all over it tonight, and we are getting lots of calls. I want to remind everybody that we have group. Oh, there we go.
This way.
We've got a caller on the line. Caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
What is
it? Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
Last week I called about a passive, not aggressive man who's in touch with his feminine. That's what you helped me discover. And he told me that he wants to delete the dating app after meeting me. And I went online and saw that he asked about it. Like, does that mean he wants to be boyfriend and girlfriend? Does that mean he wants to call me every week?
What gives you that idea? He called you a week ago or whenever.
We had two dates, and after the second date, he deleted the app. He told me he was going to delete it because he only wants to date me.
He hasn't called you after that. He hasn't done 8 weeks away yet. He's
correct.
Got 8 weeks to miss you.
Okay.
He's got only a couple of weeks.
Oh, we just had a date this week.
What?
We had a date this week. He saw me on Monday.
This week?
No, he saw me on Monday.
I didn't hear that phrase clearly.
He saw her on Monday.
Kelly, what did she say?
He just saw her on Monday.
Okay, so what are we doing? Are you sending him a where did you go message? Do you want that?
No, I did not send it. I just, if he wants to be exclusive with me, I feel funny about going out with other men.
What he's doing is pressuring you into calling him.
Oh, okay.
So do you want to send him a note? We had a couple of good dates. Where did you go?
Okay.
Do you want to do that or do you want to wait for weeks to call?
No, I'd rather send a message.
All right. Now, here's the reason the message is, what is it? Did he say he enjoyed dating you those two times?
Yes.
Then you said you liked dating me and that you would, he said he'd call you when?
He did not say.
All right. He didn't say he would. But did he say anything like, we'll go there or do that someday?
Yes.
What did he say that gave you that thought?
The first date was activities in the area, and then the second date, it became more sexual. Like he started sharing sexual fantasies.
All right. So don't mention sex. Say we had fun on the first and the second date. Where did you go now?
Okay.
That means he led you to believe he would call you for a third and more dates. But I think he didn't call you because he wanted you to call him, which you're going to do, but not the way he wants. You're going to say, you and I dated a couple of times, had fun. Where did you go?
Okay.
That's different than I asked you. What?
What do I do with my feelings? I feel uncomfortable going out with other men when he's
responding you to him. I want you to date other men.
Okay.
Are you talking about the app?
The app, yes.
And you're afraid he's going to look at it?
Yes.
Then don't go for anybody on the app, but flirt as you go to the store.
Okay.
You have my permission to not chase other men and do this letter to him, this note. So what are you going to write down?
I'm going to write, we had fun on the first and second date. Where did you go?
That's right. And that's, can he get the message to you?
Yes, he has my phone number.
Now, if he doesn't respond to the letter, please don't chase him. I want to see what he does for 8 weeks.
Okay.
Because I think he wants to pressure you into calling him by not calling you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sending him this note instead of that note.
Okay.
I want you to book it. Two dates fun, liked it, where did you go? That has to be that way.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
Let's see
and
what
so
he
usually,
does.
What? So usually in this situation, a man would bring up, when he wants me to stop seeing other men, he would bring that up.
Wait, I didn't hear that. What did you say?
In this kind of situation, if he did not want me to see other men and he wanted to be boyfriend and girlfriend, would he use those words?
He would. Did he use those words?
No, he just said, I want to delete the app. I only want to see you.
He won't do that until he's decided he wants a committed relationship. He's not there yet.
Okay.
We're getting him to face the fact that you're presenting yourself to him, but not begging him.
Got
you're
it.
Using two dates for fun as a way to ask him where he went. That's respectful. You do that for a girlfriend that did it. You see
okay.
that?
Yes.
This is not chasing him. To chase him, you have to call him up and say, I miss you. I had such a good time. I want you to come back.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We're checking him out by not chasing him for 8 weeks. And that includes the time right now that you haven't seen him. How long has it been? A week?
No, days.
That's because it depends on fastness.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, caller. Hey, Dr. Allen, we're out of time. What do you have to say before we go?
Okay, well, we did it. Okay?
Okay. Hey, everyone, I want to remind you that we're opening our newsletter back up. So www.drpatallen.com is where you go to sign up for that newsletter. And the Want Institute is carrying on. Sue and I will be doing groups. Of course, Dr. Allen is always going to be doing her groups. But we've got a long waiting list. If you're interested, reach out to in. So we carry on. Until next time. Be safe. We love you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.